we had some bear sightings down. It'd been along the Missouri River. Start looking Jeff City area, southern Boone County, southern Montgomery County, even over into Warren County, which I think one of them probably came from that area. Then came along the river, and that's kind of a corridor through that river area right there. Bear really like to stick to woods.
Yeah.
So we've done studies, tracked them now for quite a few years, where we'd put collars on them and watch where they go. Typically what we'll get to come up north of what their established habitat is, which would be the Ozarks, to get them to come north, it's usually a young male. So you're looking at a bear about 100 to 150 pounds, and they love trash. Whenever we start talking about them, we talk about being bear aware. The biggest one about that is trash. They love trash. So you think some of us that's older remember Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear always wanted the picnic basket.
Yep.
That trash right there, that's the picnic basket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're drawn to. So if you get human interaction, typically they're going after trash. Sometimes they'll go after bird feeders and that type of stuff because they eat everything. I mean, it don't matter what it is. If it's food, they eat it. They're an omnivore. They eat everything. But typically they're, like I said, a young male, and they don't cause a lot of problems until they get into the trash.
Yeah, and then they scare the people.
They scare people. They're not real aggressive because they don't really know what's going on. Still, you don't want to go and confront it. They are protected in Missouri. We're going to have a bear season this year, too. So there's going to be limited permits. That system's already done if you applied. Look, next month, that's when they're going to start announcing who got permits for it. So I'm sure there's a few people in the area that applied.
Yeah.
But yeah, next month's when you're going to be looking at getting the announcements for permits on them.
I've been seeing the pictures on social media. There was one near Ashland, another one near New Bloomfield.
Yep.
These folks have gotten pictures of the bear.
Yep.
What's your advice if you see a bear?
Just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I say that with most wildlife. Just leave it alone because it's wild. That's where it needs to stay, number one. That's for, like, other ones, babies, stuff like that. Leave them alone. But them, if you're not acting aggressive to them, they won't get aggressive with you. You just stand back, give them their space. They're going to move on. They're typically more afraid of a person than they are the other way around. And, I mean, people are deathly scared of them sometimes, and that tells you something.
Sure.
They view us as a predator to them, so they don't want to be around us.
I've watched a couple of episodes of The Naked and Afraid, and I've seen them where they're out in the wilderness and bears are around, and if they see or hear one, they'll start making a loud noise and clapping. Is that something you should
work? Don't run.
Nope.
That's one of the things I can always say on something that can eat you. Those guys, those smaller ones like that, I mean, they're still 100, 150 pound. They could do some damage if you let them or if you did anything to allow that to happen, but we haven't had a case in Missouri that I know of where anything like that's happened. Your black bears, which we have, usually are more docile compared to something like a grizzly bear or something like that. Grizzly bear, they might see you as food, so if whenever you run, that's a bad deal. So that'd be like if you're going over towards the mountains, Yellowstone type areas, don't run away from the bear because they will see that as a chase.
Sure, and they're faster than you.
Much. Right. But here locally, making noise ain't going to hurt, but they're going to want to go to the other way.
And we thought that we had maybe a couple of sightings here in Mexico, but it turned out to be mistaken identity, right?
Yeah, because typically if they're coming for trash, they're going to come again.
Mm-hmm.
They see it as a food source. They're going to come back, or somebody else in that area is going to see them. Those down there in by the river, they're getting spotted daily, and by more than one person. So they tend to get spotted pretty quick whenever they get into ground where they don't have a whole lot of trees. And it's relatively more urban. Even though we got a lot of farm ground here, we don't have a whole lot of trees. So that makes it to where they're going to get spotted a lot quicker. With the studies we've done in the past with their telemetry and radio collaring of them, they do not like to get away from woods. They really don't. I mean, you'll see a field and it's just barely got a tree line. They're in that tree line. So, I mean, they stick to the woods and typically you can see that stuff around here pretty easy.
Likelihood that one would come to Mexico or Audrain County, not high, but it's possible?
It's possible, yeah. I mean, anything's possible. Yep. Yeah, the ones lately I've had, I'm pretty sure one of them was a dog. The other one might have been some other type of animal.
Yeah.
That would be kind of localized, at least for here. But you get south, you get into the down by I-70 and south of there, you start getting more woods. And that's kind of an area that you might see more. And those are mountains are great habitat for them. Typically, it's rugged, lots of woods. They can typically find a decent amount of food, even without having to find trash. So their population over the last 60, I'm trying to remember when Arkansas, we didn't reintroduce any. That was Arkansas.
Yeah.
And there always have been rumors that there were bear around there. But they used to have a bear population down in the Ozarks prior to man settling it. And then Arkansas reintroduced them back in the 50s. So that's kind of what we're looking at, 60 years or so of them repopulating the area.
Sure.
They didn't do it for real long, but it was long enough for them to get a stable hold.
How's everything else going on in the conservation world? I see a lot of people out fishing lately.
There's a lot of people out fishing. Maybe not too many today. But
not today.
I was thinking today would be a good day for how high is the water mama for a song.
Because exactly.
It's 5 foot high and rising.
Yes, indeed.
But it's been pretty active at times. Bass have been biting here lately. Catfish have been so, and that's normal for this time of the year.
Sure.
So I mean, not much has been different. I do see a few more extra people that I think picked it up fishing last year during COVID. Nothing to do, but let's go fishing.
Yeah.
But nowhere near what we did have at the peaks of last year in the area. But also we had places closed that you couldn't go to, like Mark Twain Lake at this time of the year last year. So that's a few differences.
Still a lot of camping going on though.
A lot of camping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of camping.
I've heard it's hard to get booked into a campground these days.
It can be depending on where you're wanting to go.
Uh-huh.
Some of our areas are free camping. You can still find camping on them.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's no reservation on those though.
Sure. Any other camps or clinics going on within conservation? I think Kirksville had a free fishing clinic, and wasn't there last week a free fishing weekend?
That would have been. Yeah. That is correct, yeah. The first weekend after the first Monday in June is free fishing weekend. The only other things I can think on, like programs that's been going on locally, anytime we got summer school in Mexico, I'm usually doing hunter ed, so I'm trying to figure out how many students I've certified so far. Probably about around 60 or so, 60, 70 kids.
Sure, that's a pretty good group.
That's not a bad group.
Yeah.
So that's a decent number, and I always like to do those in schools. It's a familiarity, because even if they never go hunting, you never know. They might come across a firearm somewhere. Having familiarity, it makes them to where they at least know certain things to where somebody doesn't get hurt.
Yep. I've heard several parents tell me that their kids just went to summer school for the hunter education.
Yep.
So
oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've been doing that since I've been here in 2009. So I don't know if it went on before then. I think it did. But it's been in summer school here for quite a while.
Pretty popular program.
Very.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in and getting us updated, and we'll catch up with you again soon, and hopefully we don't see any bears out there.
That's fine with me.